Good Thursday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The big news this morning is that Steve Bannon did two interviews in the last 24 hours or so. The New York Times reports that Bannon said if Democrats want to fight over Confederate monuments and attack Trump as a bigot, it's a fight the president would win. Bannon also talked to a more unlikely outlet, the Liberal American Prospect. Bannon told the Prospect that the U.S. is at economic war with China. He also said there is no military solution to North Korea's nuclear threat and that he's changing out people at the State Department.
Okay, let's stop a minute and review. This is very juicy stuff. Bannon dumped on colleagues and contradicted the president on North Korea. There are two positions you could have here. Axios's Jonathan Swan has taken the Bannon position that he did not know he was giving an interview. If you're aligned with Bannon in that camp, you believe he does not know the rules of journalism and thought a left-wing reporter would keep his incendiary remarks private for the hell of it. The reporter has said that he did not discuss this conversation being off the record with Bannon. The alternate view is that Bannon is an incredibly savvy political operator who talks to reporters all the time and did these interviews for some reason. Yes, Bannon, the top advisor to the president who harps on leaking, is constantly gabbing with journalists. He gave two interviews over the course of roughly 24 hours. His job was on the line, then he found himself aligned with the president over protests in the South. He used the Prospect to dump on Gary Cohn, the president's economic advisor with whom he has clashed, and to get his views heard on China. Whatever his motivation was, he felt like he should dial up some reporters and get his take out there.
There continues to be more Charlottesville fallout. Nancy Cook and Josh Dossie report that Trump is often motivated by anger and that aides say this could be his biggest mess because he is stubborn and doesn't realize how bad it is getting. Meanwhile, USA Today is reporting that Mitch McConnell's delay in commenting about Trump's Charlottesville comments happened because he was livid. And Ashley Parker and Bob Costa of The Washington Post have a piece up on how Trump's lack of discipline has left his new chief of staff, John Kelly, frustrated and dismayed.
The New York Times is reporting that Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, forwarded an email to conservative journalists, government officials, and friends that echoed secessionist rhetoric. The Daily Caller has a piece on California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher meeting with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in London. Rohrabacher's office put out a statement saying Assange emphatically stated Russians were not involved in hacking or disclosure of Hillary Clinton's leaked emails. Sure, let's take his word for it.
The Washington Post is reporting that mayors across the country are taking swift action to avoid becoming the next Charlottesville. And the mayor in Phoenix wants Trump to delay his rally. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.